Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the second weekend in a row, Boston played host to a major demonstration against President Donald Trump. Thousands gathered at Copley Square yesterday to protest the president's executive order blocking entry to the U.S. for people from seven mostly Muslim countries. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
Khalid al-Muharib stood at the front of the packed crowd and told his story. Born in Iraq, his youngest years spent in Baghdad during the Iraq War.
I'm a proud Iraqi and a proud Muslim.
In 2012, he says his family moved from Iraq to Syria to the United States. He credits the UN refugee program with bringing him to the U.S. That program resettles people displaced by conflict. Under the executive order signed by President Trump on Friday, Muharib would have been denied entry to the U.S.
That really hurts me because I know that my friends and the rest of my family can't really come and live free and live safely.
Iraq is one of seven countries whose residents the U.S. will not allow entry for 90 days. The other six are also predominantly Muslim, and the order issues a permanent ban on Syrian refugees. That's another area that hits close to home for Muharib.
I can't leave the country. My sister's fiancé is stuck in Syria and can't come to the United States.
Muharib brought an Iraqi flag to Copley Square, pushing his way to the front of a crowd more densely packed than a sold-out Red Sox game.
When refugees are under attack, what do we do?
Thousands came to Copley, braving cold and wind, stretching across the street to the Boston Public Library. Among those in attendance, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
You can't detain people in airports across America who are part of our society, who have green cards, are our students, are our scientists, are our doctors, are our teachers. I hope that Washington hears this today because they clearly didn't hear last Saturday.
Walsh has already defied the president on immigration, declaring that Boston will remain a sanctuary city despite the threat of losing federal funding. Walsh, addressing the crowd yesterday, reiterated that promise, calling Boston a city of immigrants.
Most importantly, we'll protect you with a sacred document that this country was founded on, called the United States Constitution.
The president, in a statement, says the ban is temporary. He dismisses the claim that it's motivated by Islamophobia, saying 40 other Muslim-majority nations are not on the list. Instead, the president says the executive order will allow him to reassess immigration policy for security reasons. But Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has repeatedly clashed with President Trump, dismissed that claim.
Little girls who flee murderers are not a threat to the United States. Elderly grandparents in airports are not a threat to the United States. Students, teachers, people who work right here in Massachusetts are not a threat to the United States.
Several orders from federal courts, including one in Boston, have put a temporary hold on the president's ban, though the Department of Homeland Security says it will continue to, quote, enforce the president's executive orders in a manner that ensures the safety and security of the American people. More litigation is expected this week, and organizers of yesterday's rally say they're planning another for next weekend on Boston Common. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.